has never tolerated outrageous conspiracy theories.
We are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies. But we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations. Its preparations are concealed, not published. Its mistakes are buried, not headlined. Its dissenters are silenced, not praised. No expenditure is questioned, no rumor is printed, no secret is revealed.
From Dallas, Texas, the flash, apparently official, President Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time.
The people pushing for totalitarianism don't care one whit for them. Once their usefulness is done, out of here. If you're not going to have something positive to contribute to the new world order, you're out of here. Forget about you. They don't care.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
The Theosophical Society has had more influence on the United Nations than any other religious society, whether you would call it Christian or a cult.
Theosophist Alice Bailey, who actually put great store in the United Nations for bringing the world together spiritually. One example is someone I already mentioned, the Lucis Trust of Alice Bailey. It used to be called the Lucifer Trust, but some folks from Ligonier got in touch with them and said, we did well promoting Ligonier, and you'd better change your name too. That was a joke, folks. Loosen up. The Lucifer Trust, now known as the Lucis Trust, has been in charge of the meditation room of the United Nations ever since its founding, still is. Its goal is to bring all religions and nations together.
Now, for the first time in the history of that Yale club, two of its former members will go head-to-head for the presidency. Also the first time in the history of that slightly less secretive organization, the United States of America. That's right, John Kerry was also in Skull and Bones.
You were both in Skull and Bones, the secret society. It's so secret we can't talk about it.
What does that mean for America? The conspiracy theorists are going to go wild.
I'm sure they are. I don't know. I haven't seen the web.
Number 322.
First of all, he's not the nominee. Look, I look for.
Are you prepared to lose?
No, I'm not going to lose.
You both were members of Skull and Bones, a secret society at Yale. What does that tell us?
Not much, because it's a secret. Is there a secret handshake? Is there a secret code?
I wish there were something secret I could manifest.
322, secret number?
There are all kinds of secrets, Tim, but one thing is not a secret. I disagree with this president's direction that he's taking the country.
Remember the student who got tasered when he confronted Senator Kerry at a university event and wouldn't step away from the microphone? This is part of what happened.
I said, were you a member of Stone Bones in college with this? Were you in the same secret society?
Hey, don't taste me, bro!
That was the before and the after at this event.
Forget the politicians. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear.
Hollywood is the one that keeps all this power structure and all this culture of racism and sexism and classism and genderism and all of it in place. They continually feed it, and they make a lot of money doing it. And they do it at the behest of their masters who run everything. And it blows my mind, but that's the culture. It's a culture of fear for sure. And it's a big culture of mind control too. MK Ultra mind control rules in Hollywood. If you don't know, Google that and look into it.
My question is, should Christians be concerned with all the talk of the Illuminati? It seems wherever there are Christians these days, there is conversation about a new world order that is coming soon that will persecute Christians. Is there a conspiracy against us? Is there anybody out there who more than two or three are plotting together against us? Brethren, the scripture speaks about a kingdom of darkness. You know what this world around us? Are there secret groups out there? Are there people out there who are controlled by the lusts of the flesh? Controlled by Satan? Are there people out there who are controlled by sin? People out there who know not the Lord? People out there who are in conspiracy to get rich, to get power, to take advantage of people? Absolutely. And beyond that, the very demons, the devil himself, are in collusion to damn men. Is there a conspiracy? Yeah. Are there people plotting against God, against his anointed? Scripture says so. Of course there is.
Why do you still do it? Why are you still out here?
Well, it goes back to the destiny thing. You know, I made a bargain with it, you know, a long time ago, and I'm holding up my hand.
What was your bargain?
To get where I am now.
Should I ask who you made the bargain with?
with the chief commander.
On this earth?
And in this earth and in a world we can't see.
I'd like to, first of all, I'd like to thank Satan. I'd like to thank Louis Armstrong.
Thank you to Satan for giving me inspiration on how to play this role.
For the past 20 years, my wife Evie and I have been the victims of criminal activities perpetrated by a small network of individuals who are out to destroy us personally, professionally, and financially. This network of individuals is manipulating the banking system and the criminal justice system for the purposes of sabotaging our credit and our credibility. Up until a year ago, Evie and I had never had any run-in with the law whatsoever. We are not criminals, nor are we fugitives from justice, nor are we crazy. We are simply artists and filmmakers who are being racketeered on. We believe there are to be a malignant tumor of star whackers in Hollywood. How many people do you know personally who have died suddenly and mysteriously in the past 5 years? I have personally known 8 actors, all of whom... all of whom I have worked with and was close to. Heath Ledger, Chris Penn, David Carradine among them. I believe these actors were whacked, and I believe that many others, such as Britney Spears, Lindsay Lohan, and Mel Gibson, are being played to get at their money. In the meantime, many a celebrity's image and marketability is being co-opted and destroyed. Google helps out by keeping the negative stories near the top of a celebrity's webpage because it's the negativity that brings in the advertising revenue.
Martin Lawrence is the guy that showed everybody you can make it from D.C. to Hollywood. And I had a personal stake in his success. Every time he did something, it made me feel inspired and really good. And he was always real nice to me. He'd sit me down, what's going on with you, baby boy? What? Talk about comedy, whatever. And, you know, when we did Blue Street, we were promoting it, you know, and Martin had a stroke. He almost died. And then after that, I saw him, and I was like, oh, my Martin, are you okay? And he said, I got the best sleep I ever got in my life. That's how tough he is. So let me ask you this. What is happening in Hollywood that a guy that tough will be on the street waving a gun, screaming, they are trying to kill me? What's going on? Why is Dave Chappelle going to Africa? Why does Mariah Carey make a $100 million deal and take clothes off on TRL? A weak person cannot get to sit here and talk to you. Ain't no weak people talking to you. So what is happening in Hollywood? Nobody knows. The worst thing to call somebody is crazy, is dismissive. I don't understand this person, so they're crazy. That's bullshit. These people are not crazy. They're strong people. Maybe the environment is a little sick.
What do you think about that whole Illuminati theory that people can put out there? About this?
Some of us are against the Illuminati, and we are against the Illuminati at our own detriment. When people are against the Illuminati, then they get punched in the face all the time. The press hates them. Nobody likes them. End quote.
We all love Dave Chappelle.
Exactly. Dave Chappelle has never been a part of the Illuminati. They don't want him or me or people like us. But now it's not necessary for us to stir up that hornet's nest unless we intend to get stung a million times.
Martin Luther King and Malcolm X ended up dead for telling the truth. So as a comedian, I don't think it won't happen to me. I think they've thrown me in jail 36 times in 36 months, and I think you've never seen me in a court of law. That means they're effing with me. And today, they crossed the line, because now they took my babies.
What has this done to your career?
What has it done to your career? In what way?
How has it impacted you?
My album is number one all over the world. All over the world. America's the only one because I don't want to say too much.
But it's not number one in the United States.
It's conspiracy, yeah. I don't want to say too much. I'm done. I don't want to say much because I'm hurting. I'm really hurting.
Michael, do you think it's murder?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I said it in the beginning, and I believe it to this day. You must remember, Michael told me repeatedly that they were going to kill him, that he was going to die.
Should you receive, LaToya?
Death penalty. That's what he should be.
And the U.S. They murdered my brother, and they know who they are. It's not just Dr. Murray, I promise you that. It's more people involved, and they know exactly who they are, and I'm going to let you guys know exactly what's happening and what's going on. It's more than just Dr. Murray that's involved in this.
And I remember we had an FBI consultant on the picture telling me that they can use your ADT security box microphone to get your stuff that's going on in your house, or OnStar, they could shut your car down. And he told me that 1 in 5 phone calls that you make are recorded and logged. And I laughed at him, and then he played back a phone conversation I'd had 2 years prior to joining the picture, the FBI consultant. And it was like one of those phone calls. It was like, you know, what are you wearing type of things. Really? Yeah, so it was mad
can
weird.
Wait, but so you mean they had a record of you from
2 years prior to me joining the picture?
Even being associated with the movie?
With the movie.
Well, that seems creepy.
It's extremely creepy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Shia LaBeouf is one of the few child actors that achieved what few others could, a successful transition from a child star into an A-lister. But despite having a successful career, in recent years, he has shown some mental instabilities, getting to the point of being arrested and having been involved in street fights while ranting that he's being pursued by the government.
I think our society is run by insane people for insane objects, objectives. And I think that's what I sussed when I was 16 and 12, way down the line. But I expressed it differently all through my life. It's the same thing I'm expressing all the time, but now I can put it into that sentence that I think we're being run by maniacs for maniacal ends. You know? If anybody can put on paper what our government and the American government, etc., and the Russian, Chinese, what they are actually trying to do, you know, and how what they think they're doing, I'd be very pleased to know what they think they're doing. I think they're all insane. You know, but I'm liable to be put away as insane for expressing that.
This evening, one of the world's great entertainers and musicians, John Lennon of the Beatles, was shot outside his New York home.
The church in America is going to suffer so terribly. And we laugh now, but they will come after us. They will come after our children. They will close the net around us while we are playing soccer mom and soccer dad. But we're arguing over so many little things and mesmerized by so many trinkets. The net even now is closing around you and your children and your grandchildren, and it does not cause you to fear. You will be isolated from society, as has already happened. Anyone who tries to run for office who actually believes the Bible will be considered a lunatic until finally we are silenced. We will be called things that we're not and persecuted not for being followers of Christ, but for being radical fundamentalists who do not know the true way of Christ, which of course is love and tolerance. You'll go down as the greatest bigots and haters of mankind in history. They've already come after your children, and for most of you, they got them. They got them through the public schools and indoctrination in the university and indoctrination. Then you wonder why your children come out not serving the Lord. It's because you fed them right into the devil's mouth. So little by little, the net is closing around, and then it's not little by little. Look how fast things are going downhill just in a matter of weeks. Matter of weeks. Down through history, you have a wrong idea of martyrdom and persecution. You think that these men were persecuted and martyred for their sincere faith in Jesus Christ. That was the real reason, but no one heard that publicly. They were martyred, and they were persecuted as enemies of the state, as child molesters, as bigots, as narrow-minded, stupid people who had fallen for a ruse and can contribute nothing to society. Your suffering will not be noble. So your mind must be filled with the Word of God when all people persecute you and turn on you. And if the Spirit of God and common grace pulls back and you see even your children and your grandchildren tossing in the lot that you should die. This is no game. And note, this is not silly talk. Apart from a great awakening, these things are going to come upon you. Be ready to lose your homes, your cars, and everything.